From tomorrow, the HSE is to cut the price it pays to reimburse people who travel north of the border for cataract surgery. The amount for standard eye treatments has been reduced from nearly €2,000 to €1,150. The operation to treat blurry vision involves replacing the eye's natural lens with an artificial one. It takes about 20 minutes, but many people wait years to be seen, often leading to unnecessary suffering and blindness. In Cork, the organisers of a bus service bringing cataract patients to Belfast have called the move shameful. And early this morning, our reporter Theresa Mannion spoke to some of those boarding the bus in Bishopstown in Cork.
May Cummins is my name, and I'm from the Lock, and I'm getting the second cataract done this week. I had the previous one done the start of August, right? But I got my eyes tested. The optician taught me that I need the boat done, right? So he said the waiting list is very long. I said, in that case, I want to go to Belfast.
And you're on the bus now before the cuts kick in?
Yeah. Because I think it's very unfair on people. People worked all their life, and this is the way they're treated.
Vera Murphy.
From where?
Clonakilty.
And you're heading up on the bus to Belfast now as well?
Yes, I am. And I've already had one eye done. Thank God, and I've managed to get it done. And this is the second eye now to be done.
Has it made a big difference?
Oh, marvellous. Unbelievable.
And you're getting the work done ahead of the cuts?
With the cuts, I've only just really heard about it. I think it's very bad. The people need these jobs done. They certainly need it to stop there.
What about yourself?
Hi, I'm just getting my first eye done. But I think it's an absolute disgrace that we have to travel to Belfast. Really, like, I mean, it should be done in your hometown.
A lot of people on this bus are elderly pensioners.
Yeah, they are. Well, so it's awful to have to travel. I'm just dreading the travel, but I know from people talking to me that it's absolutely fantastic up there.
Do you think people are going to find it tough now to make this trip after the cuts kick in tomorrow?
Yes, of course. I mean, that's another, what are they putting on, €1,000 or €900? That's, I mean, come on, you know, we're elderly people. Like, where are we going to supposed to get that money?
Sean O'Regan, Colleen.
And you're on the bus this morning?
I am, yes.
What are you getting done?
One eye, I hope. And after that, I'll wait for 6 weeks or something to get the next eye done, and hopefully everything will be all right.
And how is your sight at the moment?
You're a total blur to me now.
That's people in Cork this morning with our regional reporter Theresa Mannion. Michael Collins is with us. He's leader of Independent Ireland, TD for Cork South West, and one of the organisers of the cataract bus. Michael Collins, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Those people who are getting on the bus this morning, how much are they paying for what they're getting?
They're paying approximately £2,200 and they'll get back €2,000. So I'd say they'd probably overall be out of pocket about €500, Gavin. But at least it's not the cruel blow that's going to happen on the 1st of September.
So next week, if they were doing it, how much would they have to pay?
They would have to pay again the same £2,200, but they'll only get back £1,150. So that's a drop. Well, they'd have to get two eyes done. So you're talking about a drop of £1,700 for the two eyes, which is a huge amount of money for a lot of people. And it means a lot of people will go blind because of that, Gavin, because they can't afford to get it. Some people borrow money to go up north. They go to credit union, take out a bridging loan, and that's on the basis they'll get £2,000 back. But no, that's not going to be the case going forward from the 1st of September.
Well, the HSE said there's been a delay in updating the pricing for cataract procedures due to COVID and the reclassification of certain cataract procedures. It says some prices have increased, some have decreased. They said the deferment reimbursement charges, they had deferred these reimbursement charges until September to ensure no one's disadvantaged, and it communicated the amended prices fully to patients and providers. They say the most common cataract procedure payments will be reduced from €1,456 to €1,171, and that will cover 94% of the procedures.
The problem here, Gavin, is for the people going up, first of all, these procedures should be taking place in Cork County or Kerry, and they're not. They're waiting between 3 to 5 years. And the HSE are saying they're recategorising it. people, all the people knows they have a cataract, they're going blind. In some cases, they wait and wait on the hope to get it done locally in the Bantry hospitals or the Cork hospitals, and it's not happening in 3 to 5 years. And in some cases, we've taken up people that have gone blind in an eye.
Why is the waiting list so long in the south?
Deep into the south, it's worse than maybe most places throughout the country. In Cork and Kerry is shocking out here. I don't know. We started the scheme since 2017. We certainly don't want to be sending anybody to the north, because we have people 80, 90, 95, 6, 7 years of age plus struggling to get on a bus and going up to the north of Ireland to get a reimbursable operation through the Kingsbridge Private Hospital. And it's fine, and they're brilliant, top class up there. But the bottom line, it should be done locally. And people will wait 6 or 12 months, they'll accept that. But they don't. Can't wait between 3 to 5 years, and in this case, and in many cases, that's the situation. So they're it's either this or blind.
There's been many extra buses running in the last couple of weeks ahead of this 1st of September deadline. Are you expecting there to be a drop off then after this week?
Oh, absolutely. But the problem here is people will wait and wait on the hopes that they'll get a surgery in Cork and they'll go blind. And that's what is going to be the outcome here. And we never asked for an increased figure. We never in any way, shape or form asked for anything. All we want is people to be left to have the surgery in the north when they're not allowed to have it in the south or not given the opportunity to have it in the south, and that they continue the reimbursement and go back to the figures that were there before, that people get some kind of relief that at least they're getting most of their money back and they can hand it back to the credit union or hand it back to the family that they borrow from. And that's not being afford them at this time.
Michael Collins, Cork Southwest TD and one of the organisers of the Cataract Bus, thank you for speaking to us.